Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
And welcome aboard the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. There is no such thing as cost when it comes to your freedom. Look, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now remember, if you do want to speak, make sure that you press the number 1. You press the number 1, it gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And listening is okay. Listening is just fine. We need a lot more listening in this country. Unfortunately, we don't. We hear what we want, then assume and accuse the rest. That's all we need. We don't even need evidence. All we need is an accusation. What the hell do we need evidence for? We don't need any laws because the government, the cops, school teachers, doctors, friggin' Walmart greeters, everybody's making up their own laws as they see fit, not the ones that are on the books already for specific reasons, but because it best suits them. They can corrupt the system better. They can make more money. They can have more power. So everybody's making up their own laws and rules and regulations as they go along. Well, it doesn't work that way. And it certainly doesn't work with me. I don't care how many badges you have in your chest. I don't care how many robes you wear to work. I don't care how many presidential seals that you have. You don't make law. Congress makes law. State legislatures make law. That's it. And if you don't understand it, hey, move. Any other country that you want to go to is fine with me. Won't be shedding any tears in my beers, I can tell you that. All right, we got a lot to get through here tonight, and there's lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom, and there's only one way to combat that, and that's to lift our jib and get our freedom ship on the line. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right, now, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day here, I have some bad news to report. Karen Maple, you know who she is. Her daughter, Alyssa Maple. I mean, they just flat will not leave these people alone. Although Alyssa was released under her own recognizance. That means she can go and move about the country as she pleases. She's 18. She's an adult. Well, she was released from DCF on her 18th birthday. Happy birthday. This was about a couple of months ago. Well, APS, which is Adult Protection Services, I mean, they don't care who you are. They don't care what your age is. They don't care if you're a little bitty baby. They don't care how old you are. If they can find a way to steal you and make money off of you, they are going to do that. The stuff is real, folks. This is real. Our government, our own government, is doing this. And we are allowing it to happen because nobody wants to get involved. It's not happening to me, so why should I give a damn? Well, Adult Protection Services continues to track her movements. I mean, imagine that. They're stalking this girl. Aren't there laws in the books for that? I mean, can't you go to jail for stalking? Oh, that's right. They're the government. They can stalk you. They can spy on you. They don't even need a warrant, even though the Constitution says they do. They're tracking her movements, taunting her, and her mother with threats that Alyssa is going to have to be moved back into an adult group home in Vermont. I mean, this is not going away. They're not going to stop with this girl until she finally commits suicide. I hate to say it, I hate to be so blunt, but that's exactly what they're trying to do. And not just with Alyssa. I mean, this is, look, they're literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands of people out there. We might be in the millions. We don't really know. Well, Franklin County DCF continuously fails to relinquish custody of Alyssa. Fails to just flat refuse to release the custody. Even though she's home, the judge says, okay, you go home. Well, see, DCF doesn't follow the judge's orders. And the judges never follow up and make sure that their orders are carried out. So I guess if I go rob a bank and the judge sentenced me to prison, I guess I don't have to follow the judge's orders? Is that what that's saying? I mean, I don't know how else to interpret it any other way. Well, when the Vermont judge released Alyssa, Vermont's Franklin County DCF swooped in and placed her back into the system as an adult, claiming responsibility for Alyssa. When Karen Maple, the mother, asked Franklin County why they still retain custodial rights to all of Alyssa's records since she's been released and she's on her own, well, this is what DCF told her. Well, they just haven't gotten around to doing the paperwork yet. But we hoped Alyssa would sign the papers and return to our care as an adult. See, they were trying to pressure her before she got out. They didn't want her to leave. They wanted her to sign the paperwork so they could keep her there for as long as they wanted. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to kidnap this woman. She's a woman now. She's no longer a girl. She's a woman. She had one hallucination, which, I don't know, I've had hallucinations before. You get a concussion? Yeah, you can get an hallucination. You can get an hallucination for being allergic to certain foods. Of course, we all know there's a number of drugs out there that will make you hallucinate, but your body can hallucinate when you're sick. There's several different reasons. Just because you have one hallucination does not mean that you are crazy. You need to be thrown into a psych ward. Which I do believe they gave her shock therapy. They put her on a cocktail of drugs. I mean, this woman was on so many different drugs, it was ridiculous. Just haven't gotten around to the paperwork yet. We were hoping that we were going to have her for life. We didn't get around to transitioning her, so why don't you just let us keep her for another year, is what they said. Well, we haven't finished all the paperwork yet, so you might as well just let us keep your daughter for another year. Maybe we'll get the paperwork done by then. I mean, if you can't see the incompetence in that, well, then you're not paying attention. You're the one that's incompetent. I mean, what the hell? How do you explain this? How can these people defend themselves on this? I don't know. Well, this is concurrent with what workers told the court when they were asked why they had no transitional plan for Alyssa. They responded, "We thought she'd need care for the rest of her life." Oh, you thought, did you now? You thought? Really? Well, maybe you shouldn't think, because it's obviously too much for you. It's a little too difficult for you to think, since you're not responsible and competent and intelligent enough to actually think. Now, Mama, Karen, also alleges that when she took Alyssa for her weekly blood draws, why they gotta still do that, I don't know. Just so they can keep tabs on her, make sure that she's taking her drugs. And if not, well, they're going to send a SWAT team in there, shoot up the place, take this girl and throw her into another psych ward. This is how crazy these people are. I'm not exaggerating. This is not an exaggeration. Well, she took Alyssa in for her weekly blood draw. After being released on her 18th birthday, the lab worker refused to allow Karen into the room, which is a mama. Why? Why can't she come into the room? Hey, you're just drawing blood. I mean, what are you doing? Why can't the mama be there, even though Alyssa said, "I want my mom in the room"? Well, they wouldn't let her in, so they left. And good for them. Good for them. Good for you, Karen. Karen's a fighter. She doesn't care. She's fighting. She's pissed. And she ain't giving up. She's not giving up on her daughter. And nor should she. And nor should you. Yeah, I know you don't know who she is. You never met her. You never seen her. She's not your daughter. But she is your sister. Plain and simple. We're all Americans. We're all one big family, if you will. We got to stick up for each other. Because if we don't, then there's going to be nobody left to stick up for you when you get into trouble. Oh, you're not going to get into trouble. Oh, that's right. You follow the law. So do they. So does everybody. Except for the government, the cops, the school teachers, the doctors. Anybody in charge doesn't have to follow the law. Anybody who's got any position of power can make up their own laws. They don't need to follow the law. That's just for the citizens. That's just for you, you peasant. Well, the worker got pissed off because they left, so she reported the incident to Adult Protective Services. And they sent Karen a letter stating so. I mean, Karen, Alyssa, you're in my thoughts, you're in my prayers. I'm still trying to get you to come on here. I know there's a lot of legalities why you can't. It's ridiculous. Absolutely absurd. She's not allowed to talk about her own case. She can't talk about what they did to her. Imagine that. Imagine being tortured. And she was tortured, by the way. She was tortured mentally, physically, sexually. Put her on a cocktail of drugs that tortured her mind, tortured her insides, made her sick. They tortured this woman, and she's not allowed to talk about it because they don't want to get caught. They don't want to go to jail. I mean, this is how sick and twisted our government has become. And I still got to blame the American people. Look, this is our fault. We allowed it to happen, and we are allowing it to continue. We got no one to blame but ourselves. We can stop it. We can stop it. But it's going to take a couple of things. First thing, you've got to accept it into your head that you are no longer going to accept it. You've got to change your mindset before you can do anything else. If you don't have the right mindset, your heart can't do it all. Your body can't do it all. You need your mind. Your mind comes first, then your heart, then your body will follow. Just the way it is. That's not opinion. That's fact. Well, girls, I hope you get through this. Do whatever you got to do to protect yourselves. Alyssa has no business being put into another home. A prison. It's a prison is what it is. It's an actual prison. And for what? She had an hallucination. Probably from something that she ate. Or she just got sick. I mean, God only knows. One. That's all it was. One hallucination does not make you crazy. Does not make you insane. Well, we've got to put an end to this. And we've got more stories coming down next week. I know Christopher Bruce wants to come on tomorrow, talk about some stuff that he's doing. I don't know what's really going on with that, but we'll find out tomorrow. So again, Karen and Alyssa, my thoughts and prayers are with you. You need anything, you know how to get a hold of me. I'll do whatever I can to help. I don't care what it is. How big or how small, if I can do it, I will do it. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here now. On Friday, God, I hate using this word before this man's name. I mean, it just makes me nauseous having to call this man president. I mean, can't you just feel your chicken dinner right here at the top of your throat? I do. I mean, I just saying President Barack Obama is nauseating. It's criminal. He's not a president. Well, we better not sidetrack tonight. I mean, I can digress, yeah. But let's try to keep focused here. But I mean, this stuff just pisses me off. I can't help it. Well, on Friday, President Barack Obama arrived in Kenya, his hometown, by the way, for what was supposed to be a global economic summit. Well, his teleprompter was programmed to change topics. I guess he didn't warn the Kenyans of it. I mean, first of all, Barack Obama is the last person that you want to get economic advice from. You don't want to get any advice from, unless you're a Muslim on how to be a jihadi. Maybe you might want to get advice from him. How to lie, cheat, and steal. How to make up your own laws with your magic pen. I guess maybe, you know, then you would want to speak to him and get his advice. But on economic matters, no. Well, his teleprompter changed topics on him, and he decided to spread his newfound admiration for homosexuality to the Kenyan people. I wonder, did he light up the Kenyan presidential palace with rainbow colors? I wonder if he requested to do that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, moving right along. Well, he was hoping for women to faint in the crowd, standing ovations. Obama, Obama, Obama. Ticker tape parades. I mean, he thought he was going to get the whole smash. Well, instead, he received a scathing letter and a reprimand by the Kenyan president right there in front of the crowd. He was going to have none of it. How dare you come over to my country and lecture me? Tell me
how our people are supposed to live?
Well, the Kenyan president found out how people in this country feel now. Now he knows how we feel. Well, also, 700 Kenyan evangelical, God, keep off one mighty for the evangelical. Boy, I mean, boy, I've screwed up words before, but never that bad. I know I suffer from a chronic broken left-handed tongue, and it's impossible for me to speak sometimes, but evangel, I know what the hell word I'm trying to say, I just can't spit it out. They're pastors. They're Christian pastors. Okay? Evangelists, whatever. Well, 700 of them wrote a letter on behalf of their 10 million Christian followers. Well, the letter states in part, "We do not want him to come and talk on homosexuality in Kenya or push us to accepting that which is against our faith and culture." Well, again, now the Kenyans know how the Christians in America feel. And again, full disclosure, you know, I grew up a Christian, but I am not a practicing Christian. I don't have a problem with religion. I don't care. You can believe in whatever the hell you want. I don't care. It does not affect my life in any way, nor does it really affect anybody else's life unless you use it in a way that affects somebody in a negative manner. It's not your religion that I have a problem with. It's what you do with your religion that I have a problem with. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you're a saint. There's nothing to do with it. Just because you say you're a man of God doesn't mean that you actually are. Everybody uses, "Oh, I'm a man of God," so they can get away with whatever crimes they're committing. Child molestation, murder, rape, I mean, you name it. But that's the individual. I don't care what religion you are. I'm not offended by Christians. I'm even not really offended by Muslims unless you use it in a way to attack the rest of the world because we're not exactly like you. Then I got a problem with you. Unfortunately, with the Islamic religion, it seems like their radicalism is growing. It doesn't seem to be shrinking. You know, you so-called peaceful, good Muslims out there, you know, you're going to have to do the work. Americans are not going to be able to solve this problem on our own. You are going to have to be the one to solve it. You are going to have to teach your people that what they're doing is wrong. You're going to have to take an active role in putting an end to this war on terror, this radical jihad. You are going to have to do it. The only thing we can do is kill you. And for everyone that we kill, two more pop back up. So it's going to have to come from the Muslim community. You're going to have to put an end to this jihad. You're going to have to put an end to this war on terror. You're going to have to do the job. Well, first of all, look, Christians, they don't believe in homosexuality. They think it's a sin. They think it's this. They think it's that. So, okay, fine. They don't hate. I don't see any Christians going out killing homosexuals. I haven't seen anything on CNN. So I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know. But if they are, how come nobody knows about it? How come nobody's talking about it? Seems like that would be a topic of discussion, don't you think? They don't hate the homosexuals. They just don't want to make a cake. They don't want to marry them because they feel that what they're doing is wrong in their religion. That's their religion. It's not yours. It's theirs. Now, if you can't respect somebody else's religion, they have to respect you, so why can't you respect them? Respect is a two-lane highway, by the way. I mean, just throwing that out there, see if it sticks.
Specifically, the letter asks that Obama leave the gay talk in America. I mean, this is funny. I mean, this is his hometown. These are his homeboys. I mean, what happened? What happened to all this clout that Obama, you know, has all over the world? He doesn't have any. The whole world hates his guts. Nobody likes Obama. And for good reason. We don't want him to come and talk about homosexuality in Kenya. Leave the gay talk in America. Well, they wanted him to focus on development and cooperation and, you know, building their country up. They didn't want a lecture on homosexuality to them. In Kenya, homosexuality is frowned upon pretty much throughout the entire country. So for this guy to think that just because he has a magic pen in America that he can do whatever the hell he wants, and if people don't follow him, he can throw them in jail and fine them and take away their business. He thought he was going to get away with that in Kenya. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's not only striking for king of America, he's striking for king of the world. Well, you better slow down there, Barry. You get greedy with power, guess what happens? Well, that power doesn't last very long. You get toppled. Just ask Adolf Hitler. Remember him? Come to an end at some point. And it's going to happen. You better slow down, Obama. Rest of the world is... They don't care how many magic pens you have, how many phones you have, how many Valerie Goebbels you have. They don't care. You do not go to another country and tell them how to live their life. You don't even tell people how to live their life in this country. We tell ourselves how to live. I tell me how I want to live my life. I could care less what my neighbors think. I could care less what my family thinks. If I like it, it's my way of life. I'm not hurting anybody. What the hell friggin' difference does it make to you? It says, about our beliefs and culture, keep off. Boy, they're pissed. The Kenyans are none too happy. Boy. This is funny. I was reading this. I thought it was kind of funny, actually. According to Bishop, and I cannot pronounce this man's name, Mark Karaoke or something. How about we'll just call him Karaoke? I can pronounce Karaoke, but I can't pronounce this. And again, Bishop Mark Karaoke, I'm not trying to mispronounce your name to be disrespectful. I just simply can't pronounce your name. And I don't want to sit here and mumble, stumble, and trip over my tongue all night, making a complete ass of myself. So if everybody else can make up their own laws and rules and regulations, I'm going to make up a law, rule, regulation and says I'm going to pronounce people's names the way I want to pronounce them because that's the only way I can pronounce them. Everybody else gets to make up their own laws, so why can't I? Well, according to Bishop Mark Karaoke, who led the Alliance Against Obama, the Christians in Kenya did not appreciate the way the president had used previous trips to Africa to urge governments to respect gay rights. The letter was therefore meant to serve as a warning to Obama. Whoa! A warning. Back off, Jack. Messing with fire now. Family is the strength of a nation, Mr. Karaoke said. He's right. That's what's missing in this country. The government is doing everything they can to remove the family. Again, all part of Agenda 21, New World Order, Sustainable Development, whatever name that you want to put to it, it's all the same. Common Core is part of it. Common Core is part of it. Man-made global warming
is also part of it. Man-made global warming is done deliberately. It's just another way to get control over people. That's all this is about, to control your way of life, your thoughts, your feelings, everything about you. They don't want humans, they want robots. This is what this world has become. This new world order is going to create nothing but a new world war. And I mean a real world war. Every continent is going to have war on it. Every continent is going to have blood. And for what? Well, I'm going to be on the right side of history. I'll tell you that right now. He goes on, if the family is destroyed, which is Obama's goal, then the nation is destroyed. Absolutely 100% correct there, Mr. Karaoke. So we don't want to open doors for our nation to be destroyed. Good for you. Stand up to this son of a bitch. Who the hell does this guy think he is? It's bad enough he's trying to change our way of life over here because he doesn't understand it. But now he's going across the globe trying to change the entire world? Arrogant, don't you think, Mr. Obama? Or is it Satoru? Yeah, you know, I get confused. Is it Obama? Satoru? Smuckatelli? What the hell is it? What the hell is your name? Well, we don't know. We don't know anything about this man. We don't know anything. Yet here he is, using taxpayer dollars to golf all around the world and tell other nations how to live their life. What was the Kenyan supposed to do? Just say, oh, okay, well, Obama said that we're supposed to do this, this, and this, so I guess we're just going to have to just knuckle down and change our entire way of life just so Mr. Satoru is happy. As long as Obama's happy, well, then the whole world is happy. Furthermore, according to an anonymous pro-family activist who spoke with reporters, Obama should have been aware that Africa has a conservative culture. He doesn't care. I mean, he doesn't care. We got a conservative culture here in America. You think he gives a damn about that? No. He's not interested in anyone's culture other than the one he and his obots are trying to shove down our friggin' throats. Well, he may have control over America, but not for long. But he doesn't have control over the world. I mean, this is how arrogant this man is. Think that he can control the world now? Well, he's got a Nobel Peace Prize. He's got a magic pen and a magic phone. Might as well control the world. Friggin' world hates his guts. I mean, this man is an absolute fool if he thinks he has any more power outside of D.C. He doesn't. Well, as the world sees this anti-family culture as a real threat to society, Obama sees the real threat to be something entirely, completely different. Not the millions of illegal aliens coming over here, killing, raping, molesting our children, driving drunk, continuously hopping the border to enter the country illegally, only to be released because we don't want to offend. They have released tens of thousands of criminals. Criminals! Not a guy, you know, stole a candy bar, but rapes, murders, drunk driving, molesting children. I don't know why when all of a sudden this started, this whole push for pedophilia to be a sexual orientation rather than a crime. Well, I don't care if it's a sexual orientation or not. It's a crime, and it should be with good reason.
Anything to destroy the family, anything to destroy the child, then they're for it. DCF, child molestation, that's fine. As long as their child is destroyed, the family is ruined, then that's fine. Mission complete. No, no, no. He doesn't see all those illegal aliens coming over here as a threat. And then being released into our cities to commit more crimes again and again and again. He doesn't see ISIS as a threat, radical Islam. He doesn't even say radical Islam. He refuses to say Islamic terrorists. He doesn't see them. He doesn't see jihad. Look, jihad is real. Jihad is in America. Jihad is all over the world. You can argue that all day long, but you're still going to be an idiot. Jihad is real. It's worldwide. It's going to take the world to fix this problem, but the majority of the work is going to have to come from the Muslim community themselves. Otherwise, it ain't never going away. I don't see a lot of help in the Muslim community. I got to be honest. I'm sure there's a couple of them out there, but they're not very loud. No, he doesn't see them as a threat. No, no, no. That's not a threat to the world. No. It's the white man. The white right-wing extremist. That is your threat. That's the threat to society. The domestic terrorists, the other white meat. We are being treated like meat. We're a target. We're a farm animal headed for the slaughter. Well, during his 3-day summit in countering violent extremism, how? By giving Iran a nuclear bomb? By allowing criminals that are over in this country illegally to go out and gun our citizens down? I mean, is that what he's doing to counter violent extremism? Huh? Obama continued to reject the notion that the West is at war with radical Islam. Well, we don't have a choice. They're at war with us. If somebody's at war with you, you are at war with them. I mean, this is basic mathematics here. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of brain power to figure some of this stuff out. And if a dummy like me can figure it out, there's absolutely no friggin' excuse why he can't. After all, he's a constitutional scholar. I mean, he's got to be smart, right? So if a dummy like me can figure it out, why can't Mr. Brainiac over here figure it out? Because he's so wise, so intelligent, such a great orator. He's not a great orator. What the hell? I mean, I know I suffer from a chronic broken left-handed tongue, but I'm a better orator than him. I don't read from a goddamn teleprompter. I read from right in here. I don't need a friggin' teleprompter. A teleprompter. I've tried to read on those teleprompters before. I can't do it. I am terrible at it. Maybe that's why I never ran for president. Although I did vote for myself for president, though. A new intelligence assessment circulated by the Department of Homeland Tyranny. Wait a minute. I missed something. See? Well, there we are. It looks like we're back online again. God almighty, with these connection problems, I'm not going to lose it tonight, but I'm sick and tired of it. I couldn't get on Skype tonight. I tried a million times. I went to that stupid Direct Connect. Finally got on with that, and then it cuts me off. So I don't know how long we're going to be on. I'm sick of these stupid connection problems. I'm sorry, we're in the 21st century? No more excuses for connection problems. I'm sorry. I don't buy technical... Well, looks like we're back on again. Again, connection problems, I do not believe that technical problems are a legitimate excuse. Technical problems are somebody isn't doing what they're supposed to do, somebody doesn't know what they're supposed to do, and too many people don't care. I don't buy technical problems as a legitimate excuse. I really don't, never have, and I never will. They're man problems. Anyway, let's go back here and start over here before we get cut off again. During his three-day summit on countering violent extremism, rejecting the notion that West is at war with radical Islam. Again, I repeat myself. If someone is at war with you, you are at war with them. You don't have a choice. Unless you're an idiot and you just want, let them, oh, go ahead, you can go ahead and cut our heads off, you can go ahead and kill us, we're not going to fight back. Well, if you don't fight back, well then, you're dead. What's the point? What's the point of living if you're dead? Doesn't make any sense. Well, instead, Obama said the greatest threat to America is its own citizens. This is what he said. This is our president. Our president thinks that our biggest threat is our own citizens. Well, you know what? You, Mr. Obama, are our biggest threat. You. That's right. You. You are our biggest threat. You and all your other little obots out there that follow your commands, I guess, if you will, because you're the king. He calls them the right-wing extremists. He's talking about white people is what he's talking about. You know, those guys that carry the Confederate flag. A new intelligence assessment circulated by the Department of Homeland Tyranny. It's not Homeland Security. Our homeland is not secure. We're not secure. Homeland Security Department is Homeland Tyranny Department. They're after your freedom. They're after you. Department of Homeland Tyranny focuses on the domestic terror threat.
Ooh, all right, damn it. Now it's here somewhere. Okay. He's here. Maybe... I just fucking did it right. Why didn't it fucking go out right? Oh, that's why I was in the wrong fucking folder.
If you ask me where has been the one area where I feel that I've been most frustrated and most stymied, it is the fact that the United States of America is the one advanced nation on earth in which we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws, even in the face of repeated mass killings. And, you know, if you look at the number of Americans killed since 9/11,
you don't have a job, but you're on every social site. I guess you're a social worker. All right, log in. Then I said, okay. No. Successful. We call. Tweet in song is 3:30:15, Alan Parsons Project. These are numbers. Week's tweet out song, Alan Parsons Project, Standing on Higher Ground. This week's topic, authority. Ah, that should be with my opinion. All right, let's do it. This is number, oh God. 605, access code, Mach. Dang, Chris Lewis. Yeah. And access code, 385-698-6. Mute. Okay. The political anti-Illuminati party. Political line. Urge to speak curtain. Shoes belong on your feet, not in your closet. Find out how to wear your heels and what? SOS emergency phone support needed for homeless and victims advocate Penny Sproul. Tonight, Friday Night Down show, we'll be talking with Ben Howard Vita on Cracking. Will the real Jesus Christ please stand up? Israel, live broadcaster, Jones Occupy the Judiciary event. Occupy the Judiciary first roundtable broadcast, current events live and upcoming podcast. Meet and greet roundtable live podcast, Liberty Restaurant. Meet and greet live roundtable live podcast, Liberty Restaurant. Yay! Okay. Where are we? Oh, yes. Calling in. Someday. Okay, let's call.
This is being recorded. Muted.
Let me unmute. Because I don't know.
I'm not muted. Q&A session started.
Okay, that was a mistake. I'm muting everybody. But Gary and Jan, if you have anything to say, I'm going to invite you to go ahead. You should be unmuted anyway because you're a moderator. And anybody that's like
of our sponsors to get the queue in first, if they have anything to announce, and I'll pick them first. But I don't know if Gary or Dan or anybody has anything else or any other committee person that's doing something that would like to come on first and announce that how you can get in the queue. And certainly any of the moderators can talk whenever they want. We have three or four people in the queue right now, so we're gonna go to question and answer pretty quickly here, and we may take on a topic here depending on what people want to discuss as far, because we got an awful lot of stuff. And this Monday night plan should be a learning time for everybody. And we certainly have a lot of stuff going on in a lot of different directions. And we have a lot of committees coming up that we need to manage and to focus. And that's what that's what we're in the process of doing now. Well, we continue to write our paperwork. So let's see. We have. I'm going to open up the question and answer if nobody has anything else to add out there. Okay, we have Fred Johnson. I'm going to unmute you, Fred, and you can go ahead and shoot with your question.
Yeah, California Dave here.
Yeah, for some reason it unmuted you instead of Fred. But go ahead, Dave, you're open, so go ahead.
Okay, thank you, and I hope Tom has a rapid recovery. And you can probably guess what I'm going to ask, but I'm very passionate about the whole laser-focused effort for the armed escort into the first courthouse. Which committee has been assigned that focus?
Well, I don't know that there is a sheriff's committee. I haven't had any updates from them, so if anybody's on from the sheriff's committee, they can give us an update. I did try to reach the two sheriffs. I didn't have any trouble, any luck doing that. The one was in Utah. And the other one was the California sheriff that took the arrest rights away from, I believe it was the Forest Service.
Yeah, the Augustine.
I did try to put some calls in. I was unsuccessful at that. But, we have a couple of ex-law enforcement. We thought maybe it would be good for them to get in touch with him first.
Do you think it's time for the IRC committee to start working on some writs of execution?
Well, we have some writs of execution that are actually past due. And some of that's because we've been overwhelmed and John has been ill and hasn't been able to get them out. Look, the Utah thing we have to concentrate on first. That's the first one that we went into. That's the one that we actually got the presentment going in on the judges. I think Utah's probably easier for us to turn. We have a sheriff that seems to be somewhat, sympathetic to us, that's going to we'll be able to hold his feet to the fire as far as the bill goes. So it makes sense to pursue that first before we go to something else, because really we got to get their attention with the seriousness of our paperwork. They need to start taking us serious.
If we've got momentum in Utah, we should definitely focus all energy on the cooperative sheriff in Utah to get that first sheriff to say, come on in under my armed escort, you administrators.
Right. Now, I don't want to put the sheriff on the spot until we talk to him and he understands what kind of an organization we have, because it's going to require a lot of support
Today,
need a vaccination, you know, that you get some vaccination, these people are home because it's going to be so to San Francisco. So as many as we can do, somebody gets inside of their back to see if they're really good. We can get the stuff done. We provide it to, I believe it's the honor of the unrestricted. So the kind of things that we need that we could do, we did. And the paperwork is somewhere in there right now. We don't know what's happening. That's number one. Number two, I'm chomping at the bits to do something. I don't know what because I don't know what I don't know. And so this number is, it has some kind of a number. The kind of training I've been doing this for my first 4 years, is can this be done with some mentor? I mean, I'm not training people as a mentor doing some back to the day, schedule
people can really, people that can make people feel good.
Their picture that could be used against
the sales.
That could be screwed you. And they could easily just convict us. You said maybe Christmas movie. We have to say it from the best movie came to the best league. Maybe we can get to the best thing. Thanks to somebody like that.
I got my wrist back.
No!
So it's been taking a few more weeks. And then you get things like, you know, John getting sick. And the first papers that went out, you know, you often like to look at them before they're in.
Can you go back to the space and other documents and then have a first group?
Thank you.
You're paying for things, and there's certain rights that I'm taking away from you because
tenth in the field because you're kicked out of your house. So the whole process is there is still due process with land tax. John and I started out on a case a couple of years ago. Some woman was losing her resort after being in the area for many, many years. And she got ill and she ended up. And there were other people in the legislators were involved. They really, really beat her. Because over here, the county pays the town and then the county becomes the debt collector. And at some point in the procedure, the county buys the deed. They have like almost a secret sale and they buy the deed. The reason that they do that. So now when it finally comes time to put the property on the auction list, and they sell it, and let's say you owe $4,000 or $5,000, but they turn around and the bid went up to $100,000 on the property, but it's really worth $200,000. Guess what? The county keeps the overage, which is so illegal. I don't know how they're going to keep it through that. You know, like they're in the business of real estate. So they have an incentive to foreclose on you and sell your property. So this is a game that they're playing. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside.
We would singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Don't rush it into the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
Thank you.